Marie doesn't say anything. Kaoru told me you'd probably be here. Marie nods. Takahashi says, sorry for putting you through that. The Chinese girl, I mean, I was practicing and Kaoru called me on my cell phone and asked me if I knew anybody who spoke Chinese. None of us could, of course, but then I thought of you. I told her she'd find this girl named Marie Asai in Denny's and what you look like and that you're fluent in Chinese. I hope it wasn't too big a pain for you. Marie rubs the marks her glasses left on her skin. No, don't worry. Kaoru says you were a tremendous help. She was really grateful. I think she likes you. Marie changes the subject. You finished practicing? Taking a break, Takahashi says. I wanted to wake myself up with some hot coffee and say thanks to you. I was worried about the interruption. What interruption? I don't know, he says. I figured it must have interrupted something you were doing. Do you enjoy performing music? Marie asks. Yeah, it's the next best thing to flying through the air. Oh, have you flown through the air? Takahashi smiles. He holds the smile while inserting a pause. Not all by myself, no, he says. It's just a figure of speech. Are you planning to be a professional musician? He shakes his head. I'm not that talented. I love to play, but I could never make a living at it. There's a big difference between playing well and playing really creatively. I think I'm pretty good on my instrument. People say they like my playing and I enjoy hearing that, but that's as far as it goes.